Ethanol has certainly been getting a lot of attention in the media lately, and with me to talk about some of the reasons for that is the executive director for the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, and that's Tom Slonecka. Tom, why don't you give us some of your ideas and thoughts on what's been driving some of the move in the media to focus on ethanol lately?
Well, certainly, Chuck, there has been a large level of awareness that is being brought into our industry today, much of it in relationship directly with the renewable fuel standard. But secondarily, some of the auto manufacturers have started to generate some awareness for us in terms of their wantedness to be seen as focused on renewable sources of energy, as too are the major oil companies. I think many of us have seen the full page ads that have been running from the major petroleum companies that are touting the fact that they are thinking about renewables and working in that direction.
How would you describe the type of awareness that consumers have as it relates to ethanol and what that means to them in their personal use of their own vehicles?
There is a very large void between those that are saying that they're moving to more sources of renewable fuel, or the Ford commercial that's out on the airways today saying that they're going to build 250 ethanol-ready vehicles. Well, every single vehicle that they've produced for the last 25 years is ethanol-ready. So I think the consumers are getting a mixed message, and it's a long ways from them caring or knowing what to do about this new interest in renewable sources of energy.
How would you describe the current state of affairs in terms of availability for consumers around the country?
Well, certainly ethanol demand over the last few months has increased, as evidenced by the spot price of ethanol on the Chicago Board of Trade. However, much of that product is still being sold in marketplaces that consumers have no idea that it's there. It's virtually impossible to draw a demand from a product that they don't know that they're purchasing, thus leaving the ethanol industry really at risk for long-term growth potential. If ethanol, as in California, is there at a lower percentage, and some consumers know it, but none of it is posted at the pump, what's to say that that product will continue to be available? At a recent effort that we conducted in California, about a third of the consumers there did know that ethanol was available in the gas, but had no idea what it was giving to them as a benefit, nor did they have any affinity to make sure that they were purchasing that product on a day-to-day basis. So I think that the ethanol industry has a long ways to go. We certainly have a very large amount of momentum that has been placed in the media today by the oil companies, by the auto manufacturers, by the U.S. government, and of course by, you know, a lot of the founding organizations that got ethanol off the ground. But until we can connect those thought processes to a direct link of where can I buy this and to make sure that I bought it, there's still a lot of work to be done.
With the recent activity that we saw in the Gulf with the hurricanes that certainly impacted fuel production and availability here in this country, in what ways can ethanol play a role in when we have this type of situation now and in the future?
Well, the ethanol industry certainly has to sit back and take pride in the fact that fuel prices today would be much higher if it wasn't for the amount of gasoline that is being produced in the Midwest outside of this natural tragedy that has occurred down and around our refineries and ports. The ethanol industry is scattered really across the entire country now, so natural disasters will have a very limited ability to affect that production. And all along providing, you know, a great source of economic development, not just in rural America, but all the way across America and into Wall Street. So the ethanol industry is providing a service and has proven over the last few months to be a vital part of our U.S. energy supply.
In what ways can EPIC as an organization help in the overall consumer awareness field as we do see production go up so that the demand is there for the product as it becomes more widely available?
Well, we have one message that we'd like to send out to all the new ethanol plants that are coming on board, and that is that we welcome them to the EPIC organization. The thing that you'll see about this organization is that we really don't place ourselves in front of the message. At no time will you see EPIC promoting just EPIC. We're there behind the scenes to help make sure that these new plants are coming on board have a steady demand for the product that they're creating. These plants are being built for, you know, for many, many years of production, long past the 2012 renewable fuel standard. We're hoping that all of these new plants will join the effort to make sure that they've got a marketplace for the product that they're producing.
Is there anything else either about the Ethanol Promotion Information Council or the efforts to brand ethanol and create additional and greater consumer awareness that people ought to know that we didn't cover?
Well, certainly the ethanol industry has a lot of strong ties with independent fuel marketers, the multinational fuel marketers, and our programs and our efforts are available for the local gas station or the regional chain, even the national chain, to come on board and help demonstrate to the consumers that ethanol is available and that they're serious about trying to extend our dependency on foreign oil. Our programs are available to them, and any consumer or businessman that has a tie with selling fuel, if they want to make sure that message is out there, that they've made the right decision with their consumers to make sure that ethanol is available, we'd be more than happy to help them with promotional kits and activities.
Tom, if consumers want more information about ethanol, where would they go to find that?
We've got a fantastic consumer website. It's drivingethanol.org, where you can find the latest promotional materials. You can learn more about ethanol. You can even ask the expert a question. So if you're concerned about ethanol in your car, you can find out from an expert what they think. Also, it's a great way to get in contact with us if you're considering wanting to do some extra promotion about the product in your mix if you are a retailer.
Thank you very much. That's Tom Slonecka, who is the Executive Director of the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.